We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Ryan Hickey, Kevin Wall producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. McCann is just killing it on the updates. We're going to do a side-by-side audio comparison between Lester Holt, who does NBC Nightly News, and McCann, and I think McCann sounds better. We'll do that later. We also talked about what McCann just ended his latest update with. Wow, what a derby. People are talking about horse racing. It's a winner for everybody except those of you that had maximum security tickets at 4-1. Like the caller said, somebody in his car was waiting for the announcement. Oh, because what people probably do who live in Louisville is you probably want to come back to the track and cash your ticket. Not on Derby Day, right? You wait. So they're leaving. They think they have a winner at 4, 4.5 to 1 in maximum security. And then Country House comes in. And if you watch the video, it was the right call to disqualify. The stewards just really compounded it by waiting so long. But man, this was historic. It never had happened. It wasn't just a nightly race. It was the Super Bowl of horse racing, the Kentucky Derby, at a place that rakes in billions of dollars each and every year. Not just on the Derby, but I'm talking on everything they do. And they do it the right way at Churchill Downs. I mean, look at that party with Brady. Are you kidding me? Look at the people that were invited to the star-studded 31st Barnstable Brown Kentucky Derby Eve Gala last night. Brady, Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland, Trey Songz, Aaron Rodgers, Backstreet Boys, Dennis Quaid, Boyz II Men, Master P, Little Romeo, Johnny Gill, Joe Don Rooney of Rascal Flatts, Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi, Travis Tritt, Wilmer Valderrama, Bodie and Morgan Miller, John Grisham, the great author, David Alan Greer, Lee Bryce, Stephen Amell, Tanya Tucker, Delta Dawn, Taylor Dane, going old school with some dance music there with Taylor Dane. That's pretty cool. A.J. Hawk, Brian Beluga from the Packers. Packers brought a ton of guys, along with Jimmy Graham and Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb. Matt Castle came in with Hoyer. And they were rolling with Vrabel. And you had Jimmy Garoppolo and Danny Amendola, who now is with the Lions. I tell you, they just do it right. These horse tracks should be throwing monthly bashes, just fan fest all day on Saturday. Young people flock to those festivals. You'll get people wagering, partying, music, drinks, sweets, entertainment. Do it at all your tracks in a heartbeat. You'll be a winner. Trust me. Also, you heard McCann talk about the game's gone to overtime. Durant was just going nuts. You know, I interviewed Rick Barry on my statewide show in Michigan on Friday, and he said, why is Kevin Durant even thinking of going to New York? The guy's having a tough time dealing with the media, with the social networks. And I'm telling you, he's been the difference that's elevated Golden State into the dynasty category. Why would they want him to leave? We'll get into that question on the most important warrior, the MIW, later in the broadcast. Also, Boston, the Red Sox are starting to hit the ball, and the Bruins scored a 4-3 win. So Stanley Cup playoff conversation. We also threw out the first huge question of the night. How many people watched the Derby today? How many people wagered, those of you listening, wagered on the Derby? Are you into horse racing? Are you betting at the tracks? Are you betting on the app? I'm just curious. It's a sampling of our listeners across North America. Now you can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. And also Saturday night, huge show on Facebook. So the average age, they say, is around 56. That the sport of kings is still on the elite side, as I said. But when you look at 150,000 people partying, and then you throw in this drama, which on a night where we have the Warriors and the Rockets, which is the best series just for conversation in the NBA playoffs, it was the right spot for the Derby to get more. I'm trying to remember the last time in that horse racing had this type of conversation on all platforms of the media, TV, social networks, sports radio. I've never heard it. And I've enjoyed the conversation because I enjoy a good track that's well run. I don't like the dirty tracks where they're not clean. I don't. You can tell when you walk in, and I'm not looking that everything has to be top shelf, but just clean. It's like a restaurant. There's something about when a place is clean, I think it says something about who's running it. And when there's a clean track, it's awesome. And to stand by the finish line and to have a conversation with my son who plays soccer, my other son who plays tackle football, we're having pizza. We're at a local place on the west side of Michigan, and the Derby's getting ready to run. And to have a conversation with them, it was really cool and refreshing. Because I've never talked to them about horse racing. We didn't make plans to go get pizza and watch a Derby. But it became a conversation. Then we're all waiting. And they're looking at the TV waiting for the announcement. I'm irritated because I knew that Maximum Security bumped my horse, cut him off, War of Will, who was starting to make a move. Now, did he have enough in the mud? And inside his racing soul to win it? I don't know. But man, I stood up because he looked like he was making the move. So I kind of look at this day and say, it's a win. 11, 12-year-old, we're talking about horse racing, and they're asking me a million questions about the Derby, and then they hear, you know, Tirico and the announcers that when it was the steward's decision that Maximum Security, when it was made official, was disqualified, they hear him say it's never happened. And my little guy looks at me and he says, Dad, we just watched history. We just watched history. And then when they posted the numbers on what the horse has paid, they said, well, what does that mean? And I said, well, little guy, if you would have put $2 on Country House to win the Derby, you would have won, what was it, $132.50, $135.50, whatever it paid. He's like, wow. Now, part of me was like, oh, am I a junior kids club betting program? And I'm like, no. It was something that was, it was foreign to them. They're into Fortnite. They're into, you know, Madden, FIFA. They're, you know, soccer, tackle, football. Their friends are YouTube videos. They're into that. And to have this spontaneous conversation and 45-minute window of having pizza, watching the race, and waiting for the announcement, and then talking about it as we went and grabbed ice cream, I thought that was pretty cool. It would be like sitting at a pizza place and all of a sudden, let's say the Bruins-Jackets game was Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals and they scored at the end. And my kids aren't into hockey, but they're watching it and they go crazy. They were into it. They were looking at the TV. I mean, that's how you build a sport. You really do. You build it with something happens that you don't plan on, and then the spontaneous conversation that results because of it. So that's 4 hours ago. We're not going to do the whole show tonight on the Derby. But as I told Hickey and Wall when we went to the break before McCann's update at the top of the hour, I think it's pretty cool that we had some good back and forth on horse racing. It's good for the sport. I don't think the tracks market enough. They market inside their own circles. They don't go out and try and reach everybody. They should be able to look at what happened today and understand that you get what you put into it. Because in this corporate world we live in today, everybody thinks they can get a free ride on the social networks or Facebook. And they forget that you have to build a brand, that you have to market a sport if you want to take it to the next level. Like, the Alliance of American Football and their financial issues, and they went out of business, I get that. But look at the splash they were able to do partnering, and I'm not just stroking CBS television, but the brand they were able to throw out there. They just had a horrible financial game plan, which surprised me with Polian and the people that they had involved in Ebersole. But they didn't have that covered because they were making some inroads. They were nowhere close to the NFL, but they were branding the right way. And today is one of the bigger days, and I know it sounds crazy, that horse racing has ever had. That those stewards inside Churchill Downs, the Taj Mahal of horse racing in America, had to make the call for the first time and take away what could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for maximum security to win the Derby and give it to a 65-to-1 long shot in Country House. And here we are with conversation across the U.S., Canada, and maybe around the world as to what happened. And now you think about the Preakness, you think about Belmont, and you're going to be wondering, is Country House legit? Does maximum security come back and try and win the last two? Let's go to David in Wisconsin. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yes, you are. My mom's 78. I'm 52. My grandson's 11. My mom had the number one horse. I had the 7 horse. My mom said nothing happened. I saw what happened. And my grandson wanted to see what Secretary was going to do on the list after that, the best horse ever, except for my dad said whirl away. But who do you like in the Preakness?
You know, and thanks for the call, David, in Wisconsin. I thought it was wide open today. And you'll see Omaha Beach, who had the breathing issues. But the wide open part of it is exciting. I'm not a big, heavy horse bettor. But when I know it's a wide open field, that's when you take a flyer. And I kicked myself today that I looked through all the long shots, anything double digits, so 10-to-1 or more. And I looked at speed, and man, Country House was not on that list, but then it's muddy. So then, you know, speed, is it a equalizer with the muddy track? And how do I not throw 20 on that, on one of the 50, 60-to-1 long shots? I'm telling myself and my kids that because of the weather, you're going to get a long shot that has a shot to win this Derby. And I didn't do it. It kills me. Ryan in Illinois, thanks for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, it was an interesting sports day here in Chicago, watching the Derby and then having to explain how the ending was going. I had a $10 ticket on what would have been the winner. It wasn't a big loss for me, but just such a strange occurrence. And like you say, teaching these kids and seeing what it's about, and building up horse racing, getting them involved. This was an interesting day for that. And then for the Cubs to come back and beat St. Louis 6-5, we're excited about the Cubs. Chance to move into first place tomorrow night on the night game. And after a terrible start, they've been playing ball so well. I'm not certain everybody realizes that they've got the best record over the last 20 games.
Well, thank you for listening on AM 670 to Score, your radio home for the Cubs in Chicago. And, yeah, I think the Cubs and the Red Sox will be okay. It's early. It really is. And you get some of these northern teams, you get the weather, you get the Red Sox being hungry, and maybe they'll be motivated by what the Bruins are doing. And people in Boston, my Lord, are you lucky? Hello. You've got Brady able to throw a football through the window of Matt Damon. Nobody else has that. If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Hickey and Wall are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Mike McCann with another update here in about 6 minutes. It did go final in Houston. The Rockets survive. They went down 0-3. The series was over. I think Durant had a shot to win it at the end of regulation. He had 46. Harden had 41. Rockets win in overtime, 126-121. 2-1 now in that best of seven. As Wall said, if the Clippers can take him to six, why can't the Rockets do it if not seven or win it? Man, if you would have told me these numbers for the starters for the Warriors, Durant with 46, Green with 19, Curry with 17, Thompson with 16, and Iguodala with 16, I'd say game over. But Gordon dropped 30. Gordon and Harden had 71 between them. And how about the Rockets' bench? They had 21. 7 for the Warriors' bench. There you go. Game over. When your bench outscores the Warriors' bench by 14. Later in this broadcast, we'll get into the most important Warrior. Because all this talk that's been there going back to last offseason on the breakup of the Warriors. Because you can look now and say, you know, used to be rock solid. It was Curry on who the Warriors could not afford to lose during this offseason. We'll talk about that coming up later at NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Also, your thoughts on the Kentucky Derby and the disqualification of Maximum Security and Country House at 65-1 wins the Derby. And everybody's talking about it. The video's there. It is amazing. Horse racing needed this. It's a good sport. And that's why all these major league entities are rushing to have betting. And I get the ugly, seedy side of gambling. I really do. But, you know, you look at 150,000 in the rain at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky today. You finish with conversation going close to midnight across this country. The sport of kings isn't just for the elite. And there's a marketing arm that they need to embrace and get outside their own circle. And I think Churchill Downs gets it. They really do. Let's go to Mark in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Bill, thanks for taking my call.
How you doing, my friend?
Good. I'm going to set the table quickly and then get on to the Derby. I live across the pond from, you know, you in Michigan, and really close to the pond. As a kid, I'm 67 years old, but as a kid, before the advent of cable, you know, on a clear night on TV with rabbit ears, I could get stations in Traverse City, Cadillac, and radio, like WJR was privy to Ernie Harwell, you know, and to me, there's nothing like sports on the radio and like what you do. I am such an admirer. Somebody, you know, I think sports, I think talk is a lost art conversation. And I think the country lost a really good one recently, and Chet Kopech, you know, and this is too bad, but I think he was great. And I think you're great too. About the Derby, you know, when I think of monumental things that I've seen on TV in my lifetime, like Hank Aaron's 7/15 as an example, maybe some Ali fights, baseball, maybe a couple games, such as the Cleveland Cubs seventh game, maybe the Arizona Yankees seventh game. But as far as horse racing, I'm a casual fan. You know, I like a lot of people. I come out of the woodwork, throw a few shekels down at the casino in Milwaukee, Pottawatomie, on the Derby, which I did today, and enjoy it. And my other great image of horse racing that I'll never forget is watching Secretary win the Triple Crown by 31 lengths in the Belmont. And people will take shots. We didn't run against anybody, but still it was monumental. And You know, in the last 30 days, Tiger winning the Masters and what happened today, I'll never forget. I had maximum security, some exactos, not a lot, I had about 40 bucks in exactos, and I had them with the horse that came in third, called a Silence, fourth, fifth, but not with country. But, you know, what does it cost in Cyrus fees? You know, the ramifications here, and I think history was made today that, again, I think it's great that people are talking now, like you say about horse racing and the sport of kings, and I love that all the Packers are there and everything like that. But I don't think people understand, you know, if you're a sports fan, how monumental this was, you know, 145 years, the first time that it's happened. And I just think it's amazing. You know, I don't know. I saw the race. I don't know if it's enough. I'm not a steward to disqualify him or not. And they say that country, you know, did some also going out earlier in the race. And if you should have bumped one, you should have bumped them both. I don't know. But I love the conversation about it. Thanks for letting me go on.
All right.
But this is a day that's monumental.
It is. It is a big day. One of the biggest days next to Secretariat, I agree, in horse racing to have this conversation going. Let's go to DeAndrea in Louisville, Kentucky. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, yes. I just called because I actually worked at the track not too long ago, got back working as an extra teller for the taking the bets. And I will say that the delay led to a lot of questions for people. They didn't know what was going on, and everybody that was at my window thought they were winners with seven. I actually bet seven myself, so I was a little disappointed. But I do think that things are changing to where more people are understanding, and it was awesome to watch people put in their bets and understand the nature of the bets versus a win place bet or an exact bet. So I'm just really excited for our city and that the Derby was here, even though it was really rainy. People really enjoyed and had a good time, even though things turned out to be kind of not what was typical.
All right, DeAndrea, could you tell me the biggest ticket you cashed on the 65-1 long shot?
Someone bet $40 to win on the 20 on horse number 20, and I think he cashed out for about $2,400 and something.
Wow! All right. Well, thank you, DeAndrea, and hopefully you enjoyed your day at beautiful Churchill Downs and the Derby that still has conversation all around the world. Thank you for joining us here in the Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate it. Robin Boston, listening on the Sports Hub, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, good evening. You know, what I like, what you said is the lucky streak that we have here in Boston and the controversy. I'm sure you watched the game tonight, and, you know, there was a little controversy on one of the goals. But the main reason why I called, the most I took out of all this, sports aside, I think the best thing that happened to you tonight was being out with your boys. You cannot replace those times. And, you know, I have a daughter, and she was an athlete, and I've been coaching, you know, high school and youth sports for a long time, and it's all the camaraderie that comes around with it. We've been fortunate here in Boston over the last 20 years, and if you're a true Bostonian and a true Boston fan, you'll have some humility and understand that it wasn't always like this. It's amazing what these people don't understand.
Thank you, Rob. Great call in Boston, listening on the Sports Hub. Yeah, my day began lunch with the kids. Then my son had one of his U-12 soccer Director's Academy games. He played inspired. Then we hung out. Then it's pizza, and here comes something I never expected that me and my two youngest kids would bond over what happened today at Churchill Downs. And then I'm talking to everybody on 355 radio stations in North America. It's been a good Saturday. It really has. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
Sunday on the CBS Sports Network, College Lacrosse Patriot League Championship game happens at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific. That will be Sunday at noon on CBS Sports Network. Don't miss some college lacrosse. It's Army battling Lehigh for an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament, only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports, the CBS Sports Network. We do have Wall and Hickey doing a stellar job producing the show back in New York City. Mike McCann will have an update here in less than 20 minutes. Rockets survive in overtime at home. 2-1 now. Golden State leading that series. 126-121 is the final. Boston and Columbus are having a powerful series. Bruins now up 3-2 in that. Avalanche lead the Sharks early in Game 5 out west, and that series tied at 2 games apiece. So McCann will keep you up to date on that. Later in the show, we're going to get into the most important warrior. A lot of talk that, well, Clay could end up playing with LeBron in Los Angeles. Kevin Durant and Kyrie could hook up in NYC with the Knicks and Zion. Man, KD dropped 46. I still go back to what legendary basketball player Rick Barry told me on Friday in a statewide interview here in Michigan. Why would Durant want to leave? And why would Golden State want him to leave? I get you can't pay everybody. And it's interesting to think about the most important warrior to kind of keep that train moving as they move into that new arena in downtown San Francisco. So we'll get into the most important warrior later. We have been talking about what McCann has mentioned during the updates, and we've discussed it for the last hour and a half. The Kentucky Derby, the disqualification of maximum security, country house, 65-1 long shot. Everybody's talking about controversy at the end. And I think the only irritated people are those who had money on maximum security. Out to the audience we go, Jason in Birmingham, Alabama, listening on Jocks FM, one of America's top sports radio stations. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill, love the show.
Thank you.
I was calling in to do a little brag, I guess, about my $2 trifecta I hit on the Kentucky Derby today. The only problem is I did it completely by accident. Apparently, I had one ticket. I had all these intricate bets set up, Bill, like it was really, really stupid, and I put about a couple $100 in there. And so the race runs, and I'm like, okay, I don't have the 20 anywhere. And I go through, after it's all said and done, I start putting my tickets in, and lo and behold, I've got one where randomly I put the 20 on top. And so after taxes, I got around 10 grand. And anyway, it was just one of those things. It's the dumbest of luck. I guess it's great, but I did the really stupid thing, and I turned around and put a very large amount of that on the Rockets. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, the Rockets won the game. They covered. That's it was Houston minus 3.5.
Yeah. So it was a good day for me, I guess you can say. But like I say, I've hit the Kentucky Derby. I've been betting it since I turned 21, and I'm 38. I've hit it now 13 years in a row. But this is definitely the most outlierish one of any of those. And anyway, but I appreciate the show. And I was glad the one got disqualified. It made me a little bit of money
so
today.
What that bet cost you then, like $24?
Okay, that particular bet was I had a 5 and the 6 and the 7 on top, and then I had the 20 just on there, and then I had some more junk underneath it, but the 20 kind of slipped in. That particular bet cost me, I think it was $24, yeah.
Wow.
And
all
so
right.
That well, wasn't that much.
And it paid a little over 10 grand?
After the taxes, I think it was 11, 450 or something along those lines. But, yeah, after they took their taxes, I got a little bit over 10 grand.
Well, congratulations, my friend, and thanks for listening in Birmingham, Alabama. Wow. So a $24 bet, which means, you know, you play one number over the others. I'm not going to get too technical. $24 bet paid over $11,000. Man, congratulations, Jason in Birmingham. Let's go to Ed in Chicago listening on AM 670. The Score, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill, I just want to say there's an old saying, there's a first time for everything, right? And when I was watching that inquiry, it's the longest inquiry I ever saw, and I've bet horses for 25 years. I said they will never take that horse down after 144 years of never disqualifying a horse. They're not going to start now. And I was sure wrong. But you know what? I'm glad they did it for the simple reason. I'm glad it was finally done. It took 145 years, buddy. All right, Bill.
Yeah, well, thank you, Ed, in Chicago, listening on AM 670. The Score. Want to give a shout-out to Mitch Rosen and his team there in the Windy City. Unbelievable sports radio station setup. Joe in Louisiana, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, Bill, I never bet anybody in a race, but I think the track surface with the track tire marks caused most of the stuff to happen with the horse, because the horse was found the track the tire marks and everything. And one more thing. There was a race a few years back that Bob Baffert's horse wrecked the field, and nothing ever became of it. It was and the horse wound up winning the race. That's all I got to say. You got a good program. Thanks, yeah?
Well, thank you, Joey. Down there in beautiful Louisiana. I'm still going back to Jason on a $24 bet over $11,000. Because when I do bet, like I said, usually Breeders' Cup, Triple Crown races, I always love to play a long shot, and I'll make that $24 bet. I'll bet $50 on a 30-to-1 horse just in case it wins. What do you have to lose? Matthew Embury is listening in Mishawaka, Indiana, down there on 96.1 WSBT. He says, I don't follow horse racing as much as I used to in my younger years, when I had more time to follow, but the writing's on the wall. Sayas bonked three times on the turn, had to be penalized for that. Hashtag Derby 145. I agree, Matthew. There's no debate in my book on the video evidence. There's no debate. None at all. The only problem I had when we began this conversation, little after 10 Eastern, is that the horse that got bumped on that turn was my horse. That was my guy, War of Will, who ended up finishing seventh because he was in, his path was impeded. And that's why I can look at this disqualification. Because of what Maximum Security did, he impeded War of Will, but they didn't move up War of Will to win it. It was Country House who had finished second to Maximum Security. And then Code of Honor was coming on and finished third. But then the final order of finish is Country House, Code of Honor, and Tacitus. In my War of Will, which at 14-1 on a $100 flat-out straight win bet would have been a little over 1,400 probably, because it wasn't the favorite, probably been closer to $1,500. But I'm not mad, because I enjoyed it. You bet the Triple Crown, and I agree with what Matthew said about the time. With sports betting or going to the track, when you have kids now, your focus changes. It's when you're single, either older or single when you're younger. I remember when I was living in Chicago working at AM 1000, and they had OTBs. And on Derby Day, you go to an OTB, and it was rocking with a nice young crowd. You make your bets. You're betting all the tracks all day. You hang out. And then you're going to a restaurant for a nice dinner and hanging out at the clubs. That was Chicago. That was awesome. And the day's coming, folks, which you can right now with the app for horse racing and watch races on TV. And with sports, and it will be everywhere in America. It's in a few states now, and more are coming. There'll be the app, and you'll be able to bet. And as long, like I said, as that you're not taken away from your family or the bills or money you owe, there's nothing wrong with ramping up the excitement of a sporting event like the Kentucky Derby today and dropping a little cash. And then you get somebody like Jason in Birmingham, Alabama, we're a $24 bet. $24 bet today. Brought that Saturday night huge show listener over $11,000. This had never happened in Derby history. They disqualified Maximum Security, and rightfully so. Coming up next hour, I do want to get in to our second huge question of the night. It'll be a two-parter. One, who's the most important warrior that Golden State cannot live without? And the more I'm looking at this playoff run, the more I'm thinking Kevin Durant. Two, I was just ramping up the Warriors and saying there's no one that's going to get them. But I've watched the way Boston, Philly, who has shocked me with Butler stepping up to be a leader and playing some defense, and Milwaukee, what they did on the road, I'm starting to think maybe there's an East team. We've written off the East. Maybe there's a beast who can best the West. Well, those are good words. And I put them together. I was freestyling. So two questions. Who is the most important warrior that Golden State loses this guy? They could take a big step backwards. Is it Clay? Is it Curry? Is it Draymond? Is it KD? Is it Cousins? And then what team left in the East has the best chance to win it all? Could you imagine a Boston, even though Milwaukee, they were nervous in that first game. G-Unit and the team showed up. Hey, Boston, come on. Can you share the wealth? My Lord, you have Brady, who's not only a good football player, but the way he acts, like with Jimmy Kimmel or Ted Two, where he should have won an Oscar. Yeah, the Bruins, who are just grinders. I love them. Yeah, what the Red Sox did last year, a lot of guys are getting paid. I've watched this with Dombrowski in Detroit, where he pays everybody, and they decide not to show up. But I think the Red Sox will be okay. And you have the Celtics, who have a playoff look to them. It's nice to be in Boston. So you can join in. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Thank you, Hickey. Thank you all. McCann has another update within minutes right here on CBS Sports Radio.